our life.
Thank you, Ms. Walston. Good morning, everyone. I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, 9 a.m., February 25th, 2021. We have two items on the agenda. The first is the Parker request for a CUP for an accessory dwelling unit. The second is the Goldleaf preliminary plat. I understand from the hearing examiner clerk that there may be a request from the applicant to continue that hearing. So I wanted to check with the parties first so we can address that issue up front before we get started on the ADU conditional use permit request. Is the applicant or the staff member who is presenting on the plat present?
I am not seeing Mr. Smith right now. If the applicant for or any representatives for the Goldleaf plat are in attendance, if you want to click the raise your hand icon, I can move you over. Hear about that. Does not. Okay, there we go. All right, hold on. We've got Mark Isis. Hi, Mark. You should be able to go ahead and unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Mr. Isis. Are you the applicant representative for the Goldleaf preliminary plat?
Yes, I am.
So is that correct? Is there, are you all requesting a continuance?
Yes, we are. We've been contacted by a downstream neighbor who is offering some additional information that we would like. And he would like to look at what we have presented to the county. And rather than air it all in front of your honor, we'd just like to
see if you can resolve it.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So do you want me to set a date certain for that? Say, because we could, I think there is room on the agenda for the first or the second Thursday in March, which would be March 11th at 9. Is that correct, Ms. Walston?
There is room. If it's just a continuance, we wouldn't need to post new legal notice.
Yeah.
Noticing is passed for papers, but.
So Mr. Isis, would that work for you to just continue this to the March 11th?
That's not quite a month, is it?
That would be 2 weeks. So you're right, not quite a month. The other date would be the 25th. And I think there is another matter on there that may take a while, but this one probably could go first. I think if we did it on the 25th, I think that's how we'd structure it. So okay, I think either one could work. Either the 25th, which is a little further out, or the 11th, which just gives you 2 weeks.
Yeah, we told the attorney that we would give him 30 days.
Okay. So I think March 25th would accomplish that. That's exactly, today's February 25th. That would be March 25th. So it would be a continuance to March 25th, 2021. At 9 a.m. And as noted, there is another item that might be on the agenda. It hasn't been firmed up yet, but I suspect Ms. Walston would schedule it, and I leave all the scheduling to her. Would probably schedule for the Goldleaf one to go first, because I suspect from what I hear that this one might go a little faster. So does that work for you, Mr. Isis?
It does, and I'm sorry for the late notice and all.
Oh, no, that's fine. It happens, and the examiner's office definitely encourages parties to resolve their issues if it's possible. So appreciate the effort on that front. Do we have Mr. Smith yet from the planning department or no?
Nope, he is not on. I think he might be having trouble accessing the link.
Okay, I assume there's no one else from the planning department who can speak to the department's position. It sounds like there's no objection from the department on that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So then we are going to continue the Goldleaf preliminary plat matter number 19-05056 from today, the 25th, to Thursday, March 25th at 9 a.m. So thank you, Mr. Isis. At this point, we will move on to the other agenda item, which is the Parker request for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The order of procedure on this matter will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. The planning department will provide a summary of the proposal. The applicant will then have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who has either called in or signed in through the video link may provide testimony. And then the applicant department will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. On these remote hearings, I am keeping the record open per an earlier emergency hearing examiner rule, just in case there were any technical difficulties for citizens who wanted to testify but were unable to sign on for whatever reason. So the record will be kept open a week, and then my decision is out within 10 business days of the close of the record. Are there any procedural questions from any of the parties? Nope, I'm hearing none. So who from the planning department is presenting on the ADU?
That'll be me.
Okay, Mr. Poff, welcome, good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Colin Poff.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Poff, I have received the staff report and the accompanying exhibits 1 through 25, and I assume your PowerPoint would be 26, and those are all admitted. I assume you want to do that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Great. Amanda, do you have the presentation available?
I do. If you are ready, I will go ahead and pull it up here. Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I will just go on.
Okay, just a moment. All right, if everyone's ready, I can start with the presentation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So good morning. Again, my name is Colin Poff. I'm a planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development. Today, this presentation will be pretty brief. It's for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The proposal is to allow a new construction of an 831 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. It's located on a 1.88 acre undeveloped lot. And the applicant is also proposing to build a new single family home on that same lot under a separate permit. They also have an application in for a site development activity permit as well on that on the property. The address of the property is 14690 Crescent Valley Road, Southeast Olalla. It's located in a rural area. So because of that, a type 3 review is required with the approval by the hearing examiner. So this presentation will go over a few of the exhibits. Like you said, we'll have exhibits 1 through 26 from the staff report. And I'm just gonna go over a couple of those here and just some basics about the application and our review. So the applicant who's present today was Ken Parker. The agent listed on the permit is Fred Jordan with Landman Development Consulting Services, LLC. This application was determined to be complete October 2nd of 2020. 3 weeks later, a notice of application was issued October 21st. And then these projects, these rural ADUs do SEPA as well. So a SEPA DNS was issued on January 6th of 2021. So there was two comment periods, the notice of application and the SEPA DNS. There were no comments received from neighbors or from agencies during that time. And also no SEPA appeals were filed or anything like that. So if you go to the next slide, we'll get familiar with where this is. It's been the very far southeast of the county. It's just south of Olalla Bay. And this is the Kitsap Commissioner District number 2. The next slide shows that it's in a sea of rural residential zoning. And Kitsap County Code Title 17, our zoning title, states that ADUs are allowed in this zone, but with approved conditional use permit approval. The next shows the general area. And as you can see, there are nearby a lot of properties kind of a similar size and shape, sporadically developed with single family residences of rural character. So that shows the area. And if you go to the next slide, you'll see a zoom in of this site, which according to the Kitsap County Assessor is 1.88 acres in size. As you can see, it's heavily wooded. It's relatively flat. The site is currently undeveloped. There is a existing gravel driveway, which we understand that was, I think, previously a timber haul road that's no longer used, but they're going to repurpose that existing driveway for the site design. The next slide just shows our critical area map. Again, this is a pretty flat site. And we don't have any mapped critical areas other than a category 2 critical aquifer recharge area. So single family homes and ADUs are not a regulated use for that type of critical area. So in the vicinity, there's nothing mapped other than some slopes and a stream to the far south, but nothing near the proposed development. And so there are no special environmental reports associated with this application or nothing that we would have reviewed for of that nature. The next slide just shows the submitted site plan. And this shows a lot of the compliance with the basic ADU criteria, which is in Title 17, 17410060. That's our special uses. So a lot of that is covered here. The site plan is Exhibit 15. It shows the proposed structure there on the left side of the map, and as well as other proposed site improvements and the single family home as well there, as you can see. The site plan shows that it meets the setbacks and dimensional requirements of the rural residential zone. Next to the home are three provided parking spaces and then an additional 180 square foot or 9x20 parking space next to the ADU, which meets the parking requirement for ADUs. On the site, there are no other ADUs, mobile homes, RVs, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present or proposed. As is a requirement of ADUs, the owner will reside in the primary residence. And that is approximately 54 feet away from the ADU, which meets the requirement that they're within 150 feet of each other. On the next slide, you'll see the same thing, but just with the access easement. So as I mentioned, there's a gravel driveway there. This is a 20-foot access easement, and they submitted the easement as Exhibit 10. So both structures will use the same Stride Street entrance, which is a requirement, and they'll enter from the property, from Alala, from Crescent Bay, through the property to the south onto the site. The next two slides are just floor plans, this one being the floor plan of the SFR, which shows that there's no proposed accessory living quarters. And it shows that the habitable area is 2,737 square feet. So 50% of that is larger than 900 square feet. So by condition, the ADU will be limited to 900 feet in size. So the next slide shows the ADU floor plan, which has exterior dimensions of 36 by 24 feet. And if you take out the covered entry, the total square footage of the ADU is 831 square feet. And it's a one-story building, which includes two bedrooms, a living room, laundry, kitchen, and dining area. So that's the ADU there. And then the next two slides would be the elevations. This is of the single family home. And if you can just go ahead and go to the next slide, you'll see these are the ADU. And so there are many architectural similarities as shown in the elevations. It's kind of hard to read the call outs there, but they're, like I said, many similarities. They both have a pitched roof, white wood trim, and window trim, horizontal siding, and also the materials and colors are conditioned to be reviewed again at the time of building permit for this structure. Moving on to the last slide. Again, we have our ADU special use criteria in Title 17 that we reviewed this against. The dimensional and other zoning requirements of the rural residential zone. And of course, compared it against the criteria for a conditional use permit approval. and we found it that it was consistent with the comprehensive plan, compliant with applicable codes and regulations. It's compatible with the surrounding area with no detrimental characteristics. And with that, we are recommending approval of the project with the conditions, the 29 conditions that you can see there in the staff report. So without any other questions, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Poff. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online?
Looks like Mr. Parker. Let me go ahead and pull you over here. Okay, Mr. Parker, you should be able to unmute.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted.
Yep, I can hear you. Good morning, Mr. Parker. If you could state your name again for the record.
My name is Kenneth Parker.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Is there anything that you wanted to add to Mr. Poff's summary of the proposal?
Nothing to add, but happy to entertain questions.
Okay. The only question I had for you was just whether you had any concerns or questions about the proposed conditions in the staff report.
None at this time.
Okay.
Or none.
None. Okay. All right. At this point, I will open this up for public comment. Is there anyone who has signed in or called in who would like to comment on this proposal? And Ms. Walston, I assume we've...
I am not seeing any raised hands, so I think we are all clear.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything either. So let the record reflect that there's not anyone who wanted to provide testimony on this proposal. As I noted earlier, I'll keep the record open for a week. So through Thursday, March 4th, close of business, 5 p.m., just in case there was anyone who wanted to comment and had technical difficulties doing so. Comments would go to Ms. Walston and she would forward them on to me. I do not see any issues as to code compliance with either the CUP or ADU criteria, but I'll wait to make a final decision until the close of the record. And then of course, my decision will be out within 10 business days. Are there any questions either from you, Mr. Poff, or from the applicant, Mr. Parker, before we adjourn?
No,
nothing for me.
Okay, all right. Ms. Walston, is there anything further? I see Mr. Smith has signed on there. Mr. Smith, we did continue the earlier matter. This was the preliminary plat that we were originally going to hear today, the Gold Leaf plat. That matter was continued to March 25th at 9 a.m. And you may have already been aware of that, but if not, because I think you had had some difficulty in signing in. So, Mr. Smith, are you there? Okay, that's all right. If not, I'm sure someone will give you a heads up on that. So. I think that's it. Ms. Walston, is there anything else we need to address this morning?
You have covered it all.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Appreciate your participation. We are adjourned.
Thank you.